Hoshea Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Aleph, continuing with the metaphor that we just had a minute ago, where Ephraim is a cow. Ephraim is a cow that doesn't want to plow the furrow straight. Ephraim Egla Melumada. Ephraim is a goaded heifer. A cow adapted to be trained. Melumada, like limud, to learn training. Ohavti Ladush. It loves to thresh. We need to be yoked to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I appointed Yeravam ben Nevat from Shevet Ephraim to be their king. That's a kingship that Ephraim never had before. So you had a chance. But the problem is, what happens? We seem to be a good neck, suitable for leadership. But instead, we ran wild. A goaded heifer. We had to be poked and prodded and shoved into doing the right thing. Not a good thing, Ephraim. We don't seem to know how to control ourselves, and instead we follow the wicked ways. So we have to be taught to plow, and instead all we want to do is thresh the fruit. We want to enjoy immediate benefit. We don't want to wait. When you do the plowing, that's long-term investment and commitment. When you want to thresh right away, it means you just want to stomp on the fruit and eat right now. Get fat right now. Don't worry about what's supposed to come. Radak says, I taught her to perform good deeds to benefit therefrom, but she refused to plow. She refused to perform mitzvos. Wishes to eat and benefit from the good I give her without performing any deeds. Instead, she wishes to eat gratis. We love to thresh, but not to plow. Don't we all? Who will help me bake the bread, says the little red hen. Not I. Oh, I'm too busy. I'm taking a nap. But when the bread comes out, we're all hungry. Vani avarti al tuv tzavara, and so I passed over her fair neck. Arkiv Ephraim, Yacharosh Yehuda, I will cause Ephraim to ride. Yehuda will plow. Yesaded lo, Yaakov. Yaakov will break his clods of dirt. So Ephraim's going to ride on the nations, but Yehuda's going to be on their back to plow. And Yaakov is going to inherit the land and the property. It's an interesting metaphor here. The idea that you have to be bent down with the yoke to force you to plow and cultivate and do the right thing. And then you want to ride, you want to be on top. And Yaakov, sooner or later, Klal Yisrael is going to harrow the field for himself. So at some point, things are going to get positive and there will be cultivation and there will be a future, but it's going to take some doing. Ziru lochem litzedakah. Sow righteousness for yourselves, says the Navi. You plow wickedness. Do the right thing. If you would only do the right thing. Ziru lachem litzdaka, kitzru lefi chesed, reap according to loving kindness. Do the right thing. All you have to do. Niru lachem, near, plow, a plowed field, near, a beautiful plowed field with grain in the summer. Rashi says, set aside time to learn Torah, do the right thing. Focus yourself on Avodas Hashem. Ve'eis lidrosh es Hashem. It is time to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost like the Navi is shouting out. With all of this negativity, the Navi is like, please, Klal Yisrael, do the right thing. He's remonstrating. He's begging with us. Ad yavo v'yoret tzedek lachem. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and instructs you in righteousness. If you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you plow properly, if you do in this world what you're supposed to do, you're going to have olam haba. Things are going to go great if you just do the right thing. But yud gimel charashtem resha. You have plowed wickedness. After the plowing comes the sowing of the seeds. And you plow wickedness. Avlosa kitzartem. You have reaped injustice. Not chesed. Not loving kindness, but injustice. Achaltem pri chochash. You have eaten the fruit of lies. Retribution for what you have done. You lie about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you prophesy falsely about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki vatachta bedarkecha berov gibarecha, because you relied on your way, on the abundance of your mighty men. the false religion, the wickedness, the mighty men in Mitzrayim, the mighty men in Ashur. You put your trust in other nations. You go to the UN. You make alliances. Donald Trump is going to save us. You always have an excuse rather than trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You always turn to somebody else. And so what happens? If it comes, says Pasuk Yudalit, Sha'on Be'amecha. Tumult of war arises against your peoples. Were any of us really that shocked on October 8th that once again Hamas had attacked? And this at a Nova festival about peace and giving stuff to Palestinians. Those are the people they massacred. V'chol mitzarecha yushad. All of your fortresses are going to be plundered. Kishod shalman base ar Baal b'yom milchama. The plunder of a peaceful people by an ambush on the day of war. Wow. This is a scary pasuk. This October 7th, 2023. That's exactly what this is. A tumult of war is going to arise when you don't expect it, when you're not looking for it. Your fortresses will be plundered. Your army bases are going to be destroyed. Your settlements are going to be overrun. The plunder of a peaceful people by an ambush on a day of war. Is this not what we saw less than 2 years ago on Simchas Torah Mamish? Aim Albanim Rutasha, the mother with the children, was dashed to pieces. The poor mother and babies, for whom we daven so long for their return, the hostages, the redheads. I'm sorry, the name is escaping me right now. This is it. This pasuk is it. This pasuk is this. This pasuk is now. It's heartbreaking. We were warned. It was just 3,500 years ago, but we were warned. Tesvav kacha asalachem beisel. That's what Bethel has done to you. Mipnei ras raschem, because of the evil of your wickedness. The calf of beisel, the golden calf of money, of secularism, of being like everybody else. The desire to assimilate, the desire to suck up everything from the roots, from all around us, rather than from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what brings this on. The evil of your wickedness. Bashachar nidmo nidma melech Yisrael. At dawn, the king of Israel has been silenced. Nidmo nidma. He's silent. He's sunk into a deep sleep. He has no strength. I loved you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What have you done? Hoshea ben Elah, the king of the 10 tribes, was imprisoned by Ashur at the beginning of his reign, the 6th year of his reign. In the 7th year, Shomron was besieged for 3 years. And he was a vassal even before that. And in the end, he was shamed, he was subordinated, he was imprisoned, he was neutered. The Yom Milchama comes, and the children suffer. Kishod Shalman Beis Arbel. The plunder of a peaceful people by the ambush. Yom Milchama. Ay, Allah Lightly.